You are tuned in to the Nutso Bunch Podcast.
In the building, okay. I'm in the building. Sosa's in the building. Ken's in the building.
I'm back, motherfucker.
I stopped. Yo, I stopped. We're done with that, bro.
That lasted
let
all.
Let it fly, bro.
No. I stopped. I held it back.
Let it fly. I don't know. It don't even matter.
I don't give a shit.
Sosa, what's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. A little tired. A little jet lag, but that's okay though.
You was examining the cup. What are you fascinated by?
Yeah, because I learned how to read the other day, so I'm practicing every time I get a chance.
That's got measurements and
shit? Yeah, that word is mango.
It has measurements and all the ingredients to a bunch of different drinks.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, shit. Yeah,
it's a hangover
cheat sheet for cocktail.
Yeah, that's the way to get it.
So it has jungle juice. It has mimosas.
Oh, God, jungle juice.
It has mango madness. It has
I'm curious.
Passion.
Let me see what the ingredients are for jungle juice.
Jungle juice is 2 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce of gin, 1 ounce of tequila, 1 ounce of light rum, 1 ounce of creme de menta.
That's a bullshit ass of jungle juice.
2 ounces of lemon
jungle
juice.
Jungle juice needs grain in it, bro.
Oof. Yeah. We both did the same thing.
That's grain what we used to make jungle juice with.
Yeah, that's grain. Rough. That's rough.
You know, I can't even have like maybe one Long Island now.
One.
I have
uno.
I have one of those.
Used to have those like water, dog.
And it's like shit, I'm about to get fucked up. Because anything that comes after this drink, whether it's alcohol, yep. I mean, whether it's a beer or like liquor,
oh yeah.
I'm done.
I heard shit and I thought like you meant like you get diarrhea.
That was me Friday.
Oh, diarrhea
I was
or
done,
drunk?
Dog. No, fucked up.
Both.
Yeah, the next day.
Friday
you know?
Night or Friday morning?
Friday night. I was fucked up. Yeah.
Last week, what you do?
Oh, my God. Took moms out to Hartford.
Yeah,
Parkville.
Did.
Yeah, she was like,
Parkville's dope.
Because Brad said, "Don't bother with me because I'm not going out in Waterbury. So just rock out."
Huh?
That's good.
That's what Fred said.
That's that, hey.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And at least he told you ahead of time.
Yep. So yeah. Go ahead, tell the story.
Yeah. So she was like, because we made reservations to go have an early dinner, and she's like, my mom don't like going to restaurants. She's you know what I mean. So she texts me back. She's like, rather than going to eat on Sunday, you guys just want to take me out Friday, have a couple of drinks, and dance with me a little bit. I said, bet
done.
Let's do it. And it just happened to be DJ Bombetto was out there, so it was Spanish music and shit. Yeah. And it was from 7 to 11.
Bombetto.
Money.
Perfect. Bombetto.
God. It was
what's
nice.
What's that? What's that?
Yeah. It was nice.
There were some bangs.
Can't wait to go back on 31st.
There were some good wings there.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Yeah,
the chicken wings
but,
were great.
Like, the bar was dope. Bartender, you already know me. I'm immediately, first drink, hit her with a 20. She's like, I said, just take it now. She's like, really? I said, yep. Take it now. Then, you know, get another drink. Now I'm not waiting. Bang.
That's
right away.
Wave.
Right away. Always. Right away. Right away. Always.
Yeah.
Dog. I threw back so many Tito's.
Ooh.
And did not eat anything.
How are you not going to eat at a place that has like
everything?
That's the weird
shit.
Because when I'm drinking, I'm not really thinking about eating. I'm a nitpicker anyways.
Yeah,
I'm a nitpicker.
How about, well, I know if I'm going to get bombed, I try to eat a little bit.
That wasn't the goal. I wasn't trying to get smacked. But, you know, after like my fourth one, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get lit tonight.
Yeah.
I kept saying, I'm celebrating my prostate being good.
No breaks. Yeah.
I'm celebrating my prostate.
Being good. Yeah. My daughter's like, your prostate's good. I was like, what? For real? He was like, yeah. Why is that a surprise? I said, motherfucker, you know me. You know how much I drink. He was like, yeah, it was good. It's like, oh all right.
Considering all the other shit you got going on.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
Yeah, you're
you know
like,
what I mean?
Word, like,
yeah, right. that was taking a small victory.
A win is a win.
That was a win for me. So I ate my like the last thing I ate was like
Fred,
at 3 o'clock.
I just have one question before you go all the way.
Uh oh.
Was it one finger or two?
It felt like one. I don't know. Yo, it's fucked up.
Felt like one. What does that mean?
So fucking.
That
right?
doctor got felt some like got one. Some pause.
Fucking
some meat.
So I went for like I went for a physical. You know what I'm saying? And then he was like, "I thought we were done." You know, he did the ball check, all that shit.
Uh-huh.
I was like, "All right, bet, about to get out of here." And then he's like, "Oh shit."
Like, you heard that shit.
He's like, turn around. I was like, oh, we're doing that today. He's like, let's get it done, man. You're 42 years old. Let's get it out of the way.
How many knuckles?
I was like, all right, bet. I was mad as hell, bro. And to turn around, and I was pissed because.
Let it out. Let
yo,
it.
This is the funniest shit ever.
No, he let it in.
Facts, nah, not me.
No, Fred.
So this is the funniest shit ever. I'm mad as hell because I was like, I was about to ask, like, do I put, like, do I, how do I, like, you know,
don't how act like that.
You know what I mean?
How do you position, so, how do you position right? yourself? You know
so,
what
I'm so saying? So I threw, yo, listen, listen, listen.
You don't want to look like you
turned your mic off. No, I turned his mic off. We can go. Yo, Fred said, how do you want me?
So, yo, right? I put the one leg up on the shit, and I'm like, do I put, like, in my head, I'm like,
Captain Morgan.
My bro. So it's exactly what I did, too. I went, bang, I turned around, and yo, here's the shit that made me so mad. He did it when I looked back, my nigga.
Look back at it. Look back at it.
Yo, I went like this. I said, so, ah!
That image is forever implanted.
Did he make eye contact with you?
Bro. He looked up
he
at him.
So he's a Jimmy, bro.
He said, I'm done.
Yo,
he facts.
He was like, clear. I said, he goes, yep, you're good, yo. I was like, oh, God, so, yo, that is awful, bro.
Oh, my God.
It's fucked up, man. It's fucked up.
I had so many things. Did he tell you all clear while he was still inside you?
Yeah, right? All clear.
Bro, it's a fucking weird experience, bro. Hey, yeah.
As long as you didn't do a countdown like it was the last second of the game.
I was so mad, bro. I threw my leg up, and as soon as I looked back, like, yo, he's like, wham! I was like, oh, no!
Yo, bro.
Yeah, bro. The fact for punishment.
The fact of the uncertainty leading into it of which great way news. You was going to go great is epic.
Yeah.
In my head, I was just thinking, like, Fred looking at the table, standing in front of it, right, with his boxers. Like, both hands on this box, about to pull him down. Like, which way should I go? Should I lean forward? Should I put a leg up?
Bang!
And then I'm like, what if he just arched that shit out?
just toot it up. just toot it up right
it's a fucking experience, yo.
Yo, so... I'm laughing and I'm seeing all this in my head. I'm like, yo, did he lift? And then when he said he lifted a leg, I was like, Captain Morgan.
Yeah, bro.
My only question after is... Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead. Finish
your story. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, after when you got home...
I hope it's done.
Word. Like, what more happened?
Did he give me cake?
Like, no.
He gave him some homework to go do.
Wait. So after you got violated, you went out and got, like, boozed up.
I just wanted to know if, like...
Yeah, basically.
No, I just wanted to know, after you went home and you took a shower, did you sit down in the tub?
Word.
He had an eye on his Finkel moment.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. It's a fucked really up feeling. It's fucking weird.
We've talked about
this. I told.
You're the first.
I don't even know if I should say this.
You're the first of the Nutsos, bro. Yeah,
you're the first one.
Nah, we ain't gonna get can't fuck it.
Wait, you're the first.
But he said it right.
He's the first of the Nutsos to get it done.
No,
Bill?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, dog, I like 30.
Oh wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I know that they don't have to do the dang thinkers no
more. Yeah, okay.
So early because of family history?
Yeah.
Got you.
Okay.
Grandfather died of prostate cancer.
Dang. Got you.
Yep. No, I mean, like, hey, these things happen.
I was like...
Better safe than sorry. Check it out.
No. So that's what she said to me. She was like, oh, so like this is like the first time I'm going into this, like, meet this doctor. And like that was her whole thing. She was like, yo, so we're going to test for that. I was like, all right. Fuck also, it. The reason why I have a woman doctor is because if I'm not having some dude stick his finger in my, like, it's just, I don't want some big, like we said, some meat hook in my fucking butt. Like,
a big old paw.
My word.
Like, they got my doctor's a little guy.
Big, thick index finger. Yeah. Just
damn.
Like,
so, yeah. So people would love me if I was a doctor with these little ass hands.
Bro. Yo. It's a fucked up feeling, man.
Also, like, you might not figure anything out with little hands, too. Like, right. So it's like, you need that weird in between.
Yeah. No, it's the middle. You have to go middle.
You got to get there.
You need long, thin fingers.
Definitely
you
know, have like, to do the middle.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's exactly why I didn't want to say it.
I told you don't. This motherfucker, man, I can't take him nowhere. Can't take him nowhere. Shit.
10 Mark minutes. At, 10 minutes, 36 seconds.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
What the hell?
10:36.
10:36.
Yeah, so you had a rough experience, basically.
Yeah, it was brutal.
And it was not, like,
no, you said it was all right, though. It was quick.
It was quick. Yeah, it's over like that. You know what I mean?
Understood.
Yeah, but,
dark, though.
It was what?
Yeah. It was dark.
Yeah. It went dark.
That's
yeah, facts. Like that's the way to open a show, right?
Yeah.
It definitely is. Grand opening, grand closing.
Wow, yeah.
So, but like, I left there. I left there, and I went to Frankie's after to eat.
Oh.
So many involvements right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so I went to Frankie's to eat. I ate real quick.
Comfort
it was like
foods.
3:30, you know what I mean?
He had a glizzy.
He needed a comfort food.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wait, you
three,
did?
3:30. Steak fries, bro. 3:30.
But you did have a glizzy.
Nigga, I went, hell yeah, I had a glizzy. Did.
After that?
Yep. Absolutely.
Stifler.
So I ate. Again, this is like 3:30 in the afternoon. Then I get out of work because I was still on the clock. Went to the doctor's real fast.
Yep.
So
wait, you did all this on the clock?
Yeah.
Good job. that's the way to do it.
Went home, showered,
yep.
Got dressed,
yep.
Made an espresso martini by 5 o'clock, and just started drinking. Like we went to Hartford. I had like one of these on the way up, and then just started drinking Tito's.
I mean, I'm way up.
Might as well just have.
Bro,
soup.
When I got home at 11,
yep.
Oof. Fucked up.
You was faded.
I was fucked up.
You ain't go home and make one of Freddie's favorite concoctions?
I went home and got in the car and was like, I'm going to go downtown. And I went out.
Yeah, so that there goes my point. The motherfucker said, yeah, I'm going out, but I'm not going to be in Waterbury, so don't worry about it. And then I go in the morning, I'm like, motherfucker, you were downtown.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got back at you know, 11 o'clock.
At least an hour. Yeah. You could have told me.
I went out by myself.
Yep, he sure did. Didn't tell me shit.
I'm not hitting you up at 11 o'clock to be like, yo, get dressed and come out.
I was downstairs in the stew.
I don't fucking know that.
Because you didn't hit me up and say,
you
could
hit me up too. You still out?
That shit.
No, I saw it in the morning.
There you go.
So, Freddy's Friday, last Friday was pretty
adventurous. Freddy's Freaky Friday.
This is what happens when they don't have breakfast.
Full of fingers.
Yeah,
Freddy's Finger Freaky Friday.
Freddy got fingered for real, bro.
And then you went and got finger food?
Bro. It was brutal.
For real.
Finger fries.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
all right, bro.
But that was my Friday.
That's thinking of like the movie Superbad. Remember Superbad?
If you're pushing fucking 40 or you're 40, go get checked, man. That's all.
Yeah, nah,
talk
no,
about
no
it.
Problem. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, we all got
my appointment
go
coming up soon. Mine's coming up soon.
Especially, motherfuckers with life insurance, you're gonna have to do all that shit. You know
women can also get prostate cancer too.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, it's just more likely. Yeah,
they came to my house and did that shit.
Yeah. So I was surprised. Like,
they took the blood out of my.
Wait, they came to your crib and did what?
The life insurance check.
Oh, you're not telling us something, buddy.
The physical. They took the blood, the urine, and all that shit at the house.
Yeah, that was the government.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man. Wild shit,
buddy. She ain't bugged my shit. She ain't leave the kitchen.
I threw up all day Saturday. Like the last time I threw up like that, I was 20. I turned 21.
That's how real it was?
I drank a Pedialyte, threw up.
Can
drank
I
a bottle
a
of water,
now?
Threw up. Drank another bottle of water, threw up. I didn't eat until like 6 o'clock in the evening.
Can I ask you a question?
From not eating, from eat my last meal 3 o'clock on Friday.
The day before, yep. Did you enjoy your night?
I had a fucking blast.
Yeah, would you do it again?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. Would you do it all again?
Yeah, I'm going to do everything.
Everything that happened
the
on
night,
Friday.
The night. You said the night. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You guys are swinging for the fences today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nah, I'm just saying.
14:30.
Just bleep it.
Beep. That's what we have to do.
Like, leave it in and just go bleep. Just put a bleep over it.
Yeah. Thanks,
guys.
Again, that's editing.
That's the whole point of me not.
No, I'm just saying.
That's what we have tried to avoid, and pretty much why we shouldn't go live too.
Yeah.
Live is gangster.
I don't like it.
I prefer it.
It's cool for me.
Hell yeah, right?
I don't like it.
I like being able to have people talk and say something back and
chime in.
I feel like we're paying attention too much to our phones than we are like the cameras.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
For the comments?
1,000%. You pay attention to your phone now. We're not even live, motherfucker. You're always on your phone.
If that's the case, then we need to put the phones away and have Ken read the comments.
That's what it should be.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's trial and error. We don't know that until we're doing it, right? Yeah.
When we move into our new studio, we'll put it on our board.
Hell yeah.
And honestly, it should be that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's just too bright, right? It'd be too bright. We won't be able to see it.
We could actually,
we can make that.
When are we moving to the new studio?
I don't know.
I'm down.
I don't know.
Facts.
Fuck it, I'm down.
What are you talking about?
Let's do it.
You don't come to this studio.
Yes, I do.
No, skin 30, motherfucker.
I'm here today.
Skin 30.
I'm here today.
Oh, I thought you said diday.
Diday.
Did someone say diday? Wow.
Diday?
Was that a diday segue?
Yeah, that was a segue.
I did that.
Yeah. You did?
Wow. I guess so.
Yeah. Yo.
I wanted to drag my doctor across the floor, too, and he did that shit to me.
Bruh.
Oh, goodness.
That's why you look back at it.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. A whole bunch of terrible segues, but, just so you know, today it hit the fan. And I think we need to put this pot out tomorrow. That's how real this is.
Okay.
To keep it as relevant as possible, right?
Firsties.
Yeah. Doug, if you were living under a rock, you didn't see the post
in the past,
and it hit
so many hours.
I believe CNN was the one who broke it, so you know phones are supposed to be off. I believe it was CNN who broke it and put the story out, then TMZ. But basically, one of the two, we're not sure who to give the credit to, posted a video. And it's a video of two people in a hotel. Looks like a young lady, mid-20s, mid to late 30s.
Stop playing 20s. The alleged game, bro. It was her and it was him.
I want to paint the picture. Then a gentleman comes out. Gentleman comes out. The woman is running to the elevator, looks like with her bags and stuff.
She almost made it.
She got her trying to put her shoes on as the elevator. She pressed the button. Almost, like Ken said, got in the elevator. Mm-hmm. And look, a fella who definitely, I think, was Diddy. It looked like Diddy.
It's fucking Diddy, bro.
It looked like Cassie. Ran to the elevator.
Mr.
Ran around the corner. Grabbed her. Yoked her up. Threw her on the ground.
Kicking her.
A couple kicks in there.
Then dragged her off like
dragged
fucking.
Dragged her off. Yep. Like she was.
Flintstone baby knee.
Like
bam,
she was,
bam.
Like she was luggage, bro.
Yeah.
Pulled her straight down the hallway.
Terrible. Into the room.
Into the room.
The shit that's wild. Why is this out now?
She ended up getting away again, ran down again, and got thrown up against the corner. And it looked like a vase. They kind of zoomed in on the mirror, and it looked like he took a vase and threw it at her, dog. Like.
I think he's. I'm not even going to speculate. The shit
don't speculate.
Wild.
Speak your opinion.
So, I watched it. Once.
Same. I didn't want to see it again.
Yeah, like after you watch it the first time, you're like, all right, that's good.
Yeah.
But within watching it the one time, it looked like she got away and that like that throwing was like one of them anger throws that
yeah,
like,
bro.
Know, people do when they like, you know, God damn it, like now somebody might have, you know,
yep.
this is going to look crazy. Yep. But then he sat there and continued to look crazy though.
More. He did more.
Yeah, he just stayed to look crazy.
Yeah, it was more like at first he was like, what the fuck? And then he's like,
also,
oh, now you made me do this to you.
He should have rented the penthouse suite on the very top.
Right,
very,
right,
you
right.
You know, like, so that way, you know.
No hallways.
Well, she could have just
cameras.
She could have got, you know, to a stairwell, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. She needed a faster escape route.
Yeah, that's was wild, fact. Man.
Because waiting for the elevator has not worked in horror movies, nor domestic violence.
Nah, but, so.
Facts.
Not trying to lay a shit.
Yo, for real.
She already
don't
sued
wait
him.
For that. Don't wait for the elevator. Yeah.
She did sue him.
She already sued him, right?
Yeah, so she's already paid. She ain't getting paid from this.
So this is the thing. This is the thing. This is all the media just trying to hurt his image more.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's not. Yeah. This isn't. Because she gets she gets nothing from this.
So does the hotel get. Does the hotel get fucked? Because.
But this is what I'm saying. I would now.
It vindicates.
I would sue. I would be Diddy and Diddy's lawyer and sue the hotel for releasing that because if that's already settled, right?
Yeah.
What's that called? Like double jeopardy, right? You can't come after motherfucker twice for the same shit.
Actually, it's settled in civil court. It was never taken to a
criminal court.
To a criminal court.
Okay,
so
so there's got to be some kind of law or something that you can't like. This man already
statute of limitations on domestic violence. I think would have something to do with that.
And that's it's still available.
So you telling me he paid her in a civil court?
Within the timing of when that video happened and when all this is?
Yes.
Okay.
So if he paid her in a civil court. Not in a court.
Nope.
So is that the reason why he has not been charged? Because obviously that's a crime.
Yes.
That's a crime.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
but
the same
now can he be charged for that crime after he paid the lawsuit in the civil court?
So think about it this way. Like, remember OJ was found guilty in the criminal law in the criminal lawsuit, but not in the
civil.
The civil, but like they sued him.
They won
because he was found guilty for murder in a lawsuit for money. But when it came down to for like the lawsuit for his life and his like you know freedom, he was free.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
he was not guilty in that one.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I understand
all the
that.
Same,
but what I'm saying is
same idea.
So, what would he? How would I say this? Diddy already paid for those actions, because that's what she sued him for, abuse, sexual assault, all these things that now...
So someone can press charges if they wanted to, and that... like.
So
that,
she's not pressing charges, she just wanted to get paid.
I don't think that anyone pressed charges. Yeah. I don't even think that she's the one that released
So why would that... You see what I'm saying?
My thing is...
Why release that shit now?
Because everything has an agenda.
Yeah, facts.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel bad for her, whatever the case may be. I'm glad she got away. She's out of that. She's happy now. She got her money. But isn't there like an NDA or something after she gets paid
this
or something?
This is where it comes into play.
Why is that being put out publicly now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And actually, just so everybody knows, they would have to file this year any type of criminal
charge, which is going to happen now.
So they would have to ASAP.
But how?
This is something completely
Depending on the month it happened, it actually might be past the statute of limitations. Depending on the month it happened. So this is the thing. NDA means you can't disclose any information, right?
They also don't mean shit.
In court. If she's subpoenaed,
especially since
she would have to say what happened, or she could plead the fifth.
They took away all those crazy NDAs too that people were signing. Like they took away the whole value of that NDA because a lot of people were signing things that were basically just giving away the entire right, and they were being violated throughout and throughout. Like remember the one with Tiger Woods and his ex-girlfriend that worked for him?
Yep.
And then he abandoned her at like an airport or something like that.
Yeah, we talked about that up here. I remember that.
Like wildness, savagery.
So what I'm saying. Like, I get it. Okay.
Now, does the hotel get in trouble for this?
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
because he obviously paid that hotel to get them tapes or something.
It does something to the integrity of the security of the hotel.
Yeah,
that part.
They have to.
Like,
because I guarantee you, he went to that hotel manager and was like, "Yo, I'll give you this amount of money if you give me those tapes."
But if that person gets fired and they don't know anything about it,
but think about it this way too. Like, same thing like with like Adrian Peterson, like. Then he getting caught on video for whipping ass, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, everybody who gets
like caught. Like his son or some shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Forgot the other one. Went upside a girl's head in the elevator.
Oh, Jay-Z.
Ray Rice. And, Jay-Z.
Yeah, that was, the elevator. You said elevator. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, damn.
Yeah, so,
Ray Rice.
So, like, the thing is, it's like, all these things happen at places where, like, you know, you're all, like,
you're in a private area.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have access to
everything. These are security breaches of a certain level. So, like, it just changes the way that the celebrity is going to future interact with those places.
I get what you're saying. Like, it's a security breach for someone of celebrity status who may have or may not have, we don't know, have agreed to something with that company, right?
Well, also, like,
damage control type of situation.
That just says that you have people out there that are literally selling off stuff that, like,
That's what happens, you're not supposed.
Well, also, it's not theirs. It's just like they're just their staff or whatever else.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. How do we find out about Ray Rice? How do we?
No, but I'm saying 100%.
Right.
So at some point, do these people lose their job? I don't know.
That's what I was asking. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure, right? But they probably made more than enough these videos.
I don't know, man.
Bro, I heard that the TMZ was offering buku bucks for this.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, well, for this Diddy one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the most damning thing you can possibly ever
have. Yeah, bro. Like, they was offering buku bucks for anyone that had information or details that they could show.
And I just thought about this, though, too. In this current status of AI and AI videos, deep fakes, and whatever else, things like that we've been, you know, receiving.
Don't do it.
Is there, no. Has it been checked for authenticity?
I mean...
She settled. We already know that part or whatever else.
So yeah, but there were details that came out.
I'm not
right?
even just saying that to be like devil's advocate. I'm just saying, like, you know, like in the current day and age, like where even politicians are worried about that, like this very same problem.
Right.
So,
but this is the thing, right? He settled, and some of the details of their agreement were leaked, right? Everybody saw some of the information about what happened. And this was one of those incidents. So now, if someone went back and doctored that up,
so it's public. It's public information then.
Not.
Freedom of information.
Yes, there you go.
Because I know if you go to court, if you go to court and you get arrested,
So private security videos, I do not know. I do not feel that they belong under the Freedom of Securities Act.
No, no, no. But once it becomes a public, once it becomes a public, like subpoena,
if it's been handed over to a federal or municipal sort of system, oh yeah, then it's for everybody.
Then somebody like a reporter can request those details. Mm-hmm. Anyone, right? But most people wouldn't. They won't understand how that goes.
Everybody, you have the right to request any information that is public for anything that you feel or deem you want to know information.
So I feel so since
our court systems,
since we speaking like that, then
our public
that so now bring that shit full circle. When that all happened, right? Mm-hmm. When the case Cassie thing really popped off, right?
People started digging.
They started digging.
Yes, they did.
They found that video back then.
Yes, they did.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The person who leaked that has no affiliation with the hotel whatsoever.
By this point,
by this point, not whatsoever. Okay. Right?
Yep.
Okay, that's one. And two, that video, it looks like. It's not the original
video.
It looks like it's one of these. It's like somebody's watching it and they're like, bootleg.
No, so, for the time of it, it doesn't, like, they have high definition cameras everywhere. Yeah, facts.
That shit was like 6-7 years ago,
bro. That was like a UFO sighting video.
That wasn't supposed to never come out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did some shady shit.
You think that's shady?
For a big bag of money.
You think that's shady or that's just a come up?
Listen, man, I'm trying to tell you.
Is that the freedom of information?
If it is, or if it isn't, if it is freedom
of information. Hold on.
You a smart man. Ask yourself, if it's freedom of information, we would have saw it a long time ago.
Nah.
Why not? They settled months ago.
Because just like you said, until we knew, we didn't know.
But that's what I'm saying. But the lawyers, the investigators, the judges, the people that served Diddy the papers,
they already did that.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, hold on.
I hear you.
There may be some people that did.
You see what I'm saying? They did their homework to sue this motherfucker.
Let me explain. When you request like a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, they have a certain amount of time, which is, I think, usually between 60 to 90 days
to
provide and respond with the information that you're requesting. So this kind of feels like right in line in that timeline.
No. You telling me that the lawsuit...
It's only been 90 days since...
No, but you
get the information...
She settled
before 2023.
What?
I mean, she settled before 2024.
Yeah.
She settled.
Right.
So...
Right. So
we're already five months in.
Say, for instance, somebody got the information...
So it still falls within a 90... Like, you know, it's still...
No, no. The thing is, they have
the information could have been obtained within his time frame.
That's where my brain is going. What I'm saying is they have 90 days to reply to say, hey, Samuel, I received your request and I'm working on providing you with the information.
Yeah, they replied it. Yeah.
They replied. They have to reply within 90 days.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That don't mean they necessarily got the information in 90 days. Mm-hmm. They replied, said, hey,
we're looking into it.
We received it. We got it. We're looking into it. And then boom. Now, a few months later after that, the video surfaces.
So I know Diddy got enough money to his PR team.
He probably did.
And his lawyers.
They got rid of it for 7 years.
So
they made it disappear for 7 years to keep his brand
where it was. This is the problem. It never really disappeared. The person that had it got paid enough for it to come out, right?
Nothing disappears.
But when they did their investigation, that shit came to the light within their own camp. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Because we didn't hear about it. Until now, right?
Within the hotel's camp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about within
Diddy's not.
Cassie's legal team camp. They knew about that.
But they prior
to the lawsuit being given being issued to
what
Diddy.
What I'm trying to tell you is they put that in the lawsuit.
So what I'm trying to say, and I know that was in there, but what I'm trying to say is now that we're having this conversation, who do you think out of what do you think it had to come from Cassie's team? Somebody that saw that.
Or a journalist. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Or a journalist who was looking into it.
Yeah.
And they were able to find the information.
If it's a journalist, time out. She's going to go right back to where she go, right where she work at, right? And get that prize, right? Be like, if she work at the Times and she got the information.
That's why CNN dropped it first.
Okay.
It could be someone from CNN.
Or CNN paid enough, like you said, TMZ was offering
the
bag.
TMZ was offering bags. Everybody was.
So that's what I'm saying.
Everyone's there's offering bags because they
there's a hell of agenda
TMZ
behind
it. TMZ offers big bags because they want to scoop everybody they else because they usually want to be the first one to come up with the information, and then they're the source for the information afterwards.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, no, they were dirty about it. Like they were the ones
after
that
they're the source, and when people start playing their clips on their newscasts and whatever else, they have to pay for it. Yeah, exactly.
Remember, they're dirty about it. Like they're the ones who paid money to get like the Kobe Bryant pictures early and stuff like that, and break that news. Remember, like they don't care. Like they took the line of they took that line of like.
News
over the border and being like an actual news outlet,
informative
like,
or insensitive.
Yeah, yeah, man, they took that line really.
You can be both at the same.
Both. Really I was just gonna say tough. Both.
Yeah, you just gotta do it with
in
a smile,
gray area, bro. So I think my question, to both of y'all and Ken as well. I'm sorry, all three of y'all is, you know, watching this, and it's very sensitive, right? Because it's domestic violence, and we're all very familiar and sensitive with that type of topic. But watching this, like, what was like the first thoughts that came to your mind about like Diddy and about obviously Cassie going through the situation?
He's
like,
a fucking piece of shit, bro.
Yeah.
Bottom line, there's no other way to put it. He's a piece of shit. You don't want to fucking fuck with this dude no more.
Right.
I'm good.
Yeah. He was a piece of shit when the lawsuit came out. This was just a stamp on it. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
You tied a bow with it.
Yeah. You know exactly. What I'm saying? Merry Christmas.
That's like for the bow.
Everybody was having a real hard time fucking with Diddy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, and now no this, pun, boom.
No now this, now.
Yeah. No pun intended. And
there's a Netflix thing on him, isn't there?
Is no. it already?
There's been one for like a couple of weeks now. The Demise of Diddy, I think that's what it's called.
Oh, shit.
So, and how about this? Now that we're talking
and
about
And now
it,
this video's out.
No, his son made
a diss track for Diddy.
A diss track, bro.
And it was trash. I'm glad that you brought it up because that's where I was going next.
Right, he brought a diss track.
I don't even
want
to go there yet.
Oh, my God. Nah,
but we definitely will talk about
trash.
That.
But I think
era of beef, right?
that he's talking shit, and that was probably something that, like he says, allegedly probably fueled somebody to release that tape. Like,
but that's where I'm going.
Oh, you mean 50?
Yeah. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Bro, 50's a mega troll.
Could've.
50's a mega troll. If someone sent, like, if you're telling me that if someone didn't have this information and got it over to 50, that he wouldn't leak it to TMZ or he wouldn't leak it to CNN.
Well, if you follow his page, if you follow 50 on Instagram, at the beginning of when this whole shit started, he was like, bro, I done seen videos of 50, of Puffy doing some wild shit. Yeah. I done seen it. So I'm not surprised if he had it.
Yeah, and you know what's other? You know the other side of things. There was also a whole big incident a few years back with J. Cole and Diddy. Like J. Cole supposedly put paws on Diddy for like touching.
I vaguely
him,
remember
like,
that
for like touching him in a way that he felt was inappropriate.
Yeah. I vaguely remember that.
And they got rid of videos, but supposedly there was videos of that too, where maybe J. Cole beat Diddy up supposedly, bro. For real, and he's like screaming out, yo, don't fucking touch me like that, bro. Fuck wrong with you? And then boom, 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 boom. Put paws on him. And there's interviews from people who were there who say like, yo, J. Cole is usually a calm dude.
So that's why he apologized. He didn't want to beat up Kendrick.
But J. Cole supposedly like ended up like, you know,
bro,
being cool with Diddy after and like they pieced it out. But yeah, supposedly like J. Cole put paws on Diddy. Because, you know, Diddy is very, if you look back at some of these things.
It's wild, bro. He's like, touchy. You look back, it's wild, bro.
It's he like got watching a Nickelodeon documentary, like,
He got the Joe Biden hands.
Yeah. Bro, it's like watching a Nickelodeon documentary where you're like, bro, why is he always
it's a lot of kids
daddy
feet.
And people? Hey, yeah, daddy.
It's fucked up, man.
Yo, when you're going to party with me, daddy? What?
Oh, the drink champs.
I got to ask my doctor
bro,
if he's cool with Diddy.
Drink champs, he did it everywhere.
He daddied everybody.
He daddied everybody.
But at the drink championship, you could hear the word daddy just make
everybody
in the room.
Where Fab and all them were looking at him like, chill, bro.
Mad uncomfortable. Yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there was also that big party.
There was the other one, too, with Weezy. The interview with Weezy, right. He was like, he's like,
but there was also, remember that big party where they had everybody there, Jay-Z, Diddy.
Yeah, people just coming in, Mill, coming in.
T.I.
Wasn't that the award show or some shit like that?
No, but they were all like suited out and they were taking pictures. Remember that? Where they have a bunch of iconic pictures.
Yeah.
And bro, Diddy saying some wild stuff in those videos.
And you see a lot of rappers being, some rappers like the older
T.I. is like, whoa, bro, standoffish. You hear T.I. like, whoa.
And then Jay-Z was standing off looking
around. If being a billionaire comes with the boredom of you want to test those waters, I don't want it.
Yeah, T.I. is like, listen, indubitably.
You know what I mean?
Indubitably.
Indubitably.
Exponentially.
You need to exponentially remove your arm.
If you're getting morality advice from T.I., you really should rethink things.
You need to remove your arm from my torso.
T.I. is out here making like low-income housing for people right now and everything, trying to rebound his image.
T.I.
he had a pretty dope freestyle the other day.
T.I. has, so I lived in Atlanta for a few years.
He's always been that
He's
dude.
Always been in real estate. Like, he's always also put other people onto doing that, like Jeezy and them. He's told a lot of people in Atlanta, like, to invest because
he ain't no dumb motherfucker.
No, his biggest thing was, like, he didn't want Atlanta to be gentrified. He didn't want, like, people going down there and taking over. So he'd rather buy it up and keep the familiar faces in those areas.
Keep it black on, baby.
Because Atlanta's like that. Yeah. When you go down there,
it's gentrified as hell. Like, people
and right
Marietta.
And those areas. So I used to live in Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
I lived on Franklin Road. Okay. And all that is different now.
Mm.
You go over there and those were houses that like to me, they look like nice, like condos.
Yeah, like townhouses.
Some of the people are like, "Yo, these is like not projects, but like low income folks is over here."
Yo, that's always a trip too. I was
because you don't know where you're in a bad area.
I experienced that when I was down in Maryland once. I was hanging with a cousin in Silver Springs, and we were in like this whole place. These townhouses were fly.
Yeah, and you're like, "Yo, we're low income houses."
They're like, "Yo, we in the hood." I was like, "The hood of what?"
Yeah,
like the Robin Hood, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Like, this is. I was like, these places got garages. The fuck you talking about?
Fact.
Yeah, when you got a garage up here, you in a good spot.
I don't even got a fucking garage.
They're in condominiums. They're like, "Yo, it's the hood." I'm like, "Wait, the what?"
Yeah, when you're in a garage up here, you in a good spot. So I think, just to kind of put that stamp on the whole Diddy situation, right?
Yeah.
For me, the biggest thing though is like, dog, I feel like we've had the wool pulled over our eyes for a long time. And it isn't that. Hold on. Let me explain the why. It isn't that we didn't expect negative things to be from Diddy.
Oh, I did.
But like, no, that's what I'm saying. It isn't that. Because I think he might have had something to do with Big's murder.
Mm.
I think there's a bunch of like scumbaggy stuff that Diddy might be involved in. This side of him, though, the sex party crazy stuff, the woman beating stuff, like I didn't see, and that I guess is part of the process, part of his character,
Facts.
Where we don't see this stuff, and that's how you know his team is doing what they're supposed to do behind the scenes. But like, dog,
remember the whole Kim Porter memoir?
Kim Porter memoir that was supposed to come out. Yep,
and so it that stopped. Got kind of stopped it because stopped. She died.
It stopped. And she passed away.
Yeah, but y'all know.
And they had
a lot more to tell about Diddy's information than what everybody was thinking about in the first place.
Right. Yeah, because Bad Boy started.
It's over there.
Okay, Bad Boy, you know, started with Heavy D, Al B. Shore, Andre Harrell, Kim Porter.
Yeah.
All of them.
Uptown
Records. You know what I'm saying? Started with all of them.
Yep.
Straight. And then all of them are dead.
All of them.
And Albie came out of coma for a very long time, and I don't know if you heard it or whatnot.
You made that better.
Go ahead. Boom.
Go ahead. Oh, okay, cool. It's whatever.
Got
you. Know. I
fixed it. No, touch.
I ain't been here for a while.
No tokens.
But he had a documentary coming out.
He did.
And then he ends up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Heavy's gone. Andre Harrell's gone. Kim Porter's gone.
On a higher note,
everybody.
Did you see that Heavy D's daughter got the rights to his music?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I heard about that. So nice. What does that do for him? I mean, well, obviously she gets money now.
She has the rights to his estate. So the streaming rights of his music, his anything where his music appears in like a movie or something else,
commercials,
like that,
whatever,
commercials, anything. She now the estate receives the royalties.
Yeah.
Also,
good move.
You may see
it,
some.
It's a good move.
You may see some like some posthumous Heavy D music coming out.
Yeah,
as well.
Wow.
True. Wow. But how come it took so long?
For the same reason it took so long for like De La Soul to get from underneath Tommy Boy and all these other things. They had these contracts that they signed when they were so young.
Talk about it.
And they didn't know what they were signing. They didn't have like necessary the people around them at the times. They didn't have the lawyers. They didn't have anybody that they needed to have at the times that were going to tell them that yo,
all their deals were shit back in the day.
The deals were trash because hip hop wasn't supposed to last. Yeah. It was a fad, if anything.
They thought it was a fad.
Well, they thought it was a disco thing. They thought it was the next disco.
Mm.
And disco didn't last, if you recall.
Yeah, facts.
So, like, disco had a whole period.
Lasted with me. I love disco.
I mean, like, hey, like, the retro of disco is fire, but, like, the whole idea of it now, you're just like...
What is this crap?
Or no, then they didn't like it. Like, if you were into rock and roll, you hated disco.
Yeah.
So,
because it was the anti, like, rock and roll.
It was like, go out, have a party, dress fly. You know, do the hustle and bang some coke. So like,
and rock and roll, they just wanted to turn up and bang the coke.
Yeah,
they just wanted to turn up and bang the coke.
Yeah, you ever see
coke, wear like whatever you want. You know,
you ever see what is it? The Motley Crue joint.
Which one?
Dirt. The Dirt. Is it that what it is? The Dirt.
Is that,
the Netflix
like
series.
Documentary.
It's a Netflix series on Motley Crue.
No, I haven't seen that,
bro.
Was that on Hulu?
No, it's on Netflix.
You sure?
Yeah, it's called. Okay. I think it's called The Dirt.
All right, go on.
So it's on Motley Crue. It's on Motley Crue and shit. And that shit made NWA look like a bunch of puppies.
Oh, first, yo,
straight out of Compton, like a bunch of puppies, dog. These motherfuckers was wild.
Yeah, but that was commercialized because it was in the movie.
They were wild because they were a different level of wild that was allowed to be that level.
Yeah, that's true too.
Like,
that's true
too. NWA like wasn't even allowed
to have
the
hotels.
Yeah, you're right.
NWA was loud,
but it's a dope ass series, man. If you haven't watched it, man, throw it on.
The series are always better
hotels.
Than like
yeah,
the movies and stuff. But it's because they wanted that to be commercialized so they can make money off of
that. Give it to
they had to water down
Machine
a lot
Gun,
of that
they had
for
to
the
carry
Machine Gun Kelly was in that. He played Tommy Lee.
Well, some of these
guys killed it.
You got to remember, these are all band nerds. Yep. That were like, you know, they like to play some heavy metal or whatever else. And next thing you know, they grew some hair and they blew up.
Yep.
They had a band, bang, bang, boom.
Yeah.
And then, like, you have to maintain a bad boy image when probably you had, like, a really wholesome thing going on at home.
I highly suggest watching that series, man. It's dope.
He went to private school or something?
I'm just saying, like, all these dudes are, like, real nice people. Like just good people overall. Like, when you start listening to, like, Lars Ulrich and, like, the other dudes, like, from, like, Metallica, you look at them, they're like, oh, they're like soccer dads and shit.
Yeah, Lars
Ulrich is like the biggest weirdo in the world. He like hated like the streaming. So like, if you look at him, he's like that old man, like get off my lawn, ass dude. So like these dudes are just like they're regular ass
degular.
People. Yeah,
I did want to talk about something really quick too from the pod chat. Right, you sent over the joint that was
the machete
talking about
fights?
The Kendrick Lamar.
I want to
so
get
that part too.
Fights,
the Kendrick Lamar like kids bop joint.
Yo,
that was fire.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't even hear it yet.
Yeah, that was fire. And I had a little fun fact. Kids Bop is owned by The Orchard.
What does that mean?
The Orchard is actually who we signed our first deal to.
Oh, word.
Oh shit.
Yep.
Oh.
So there's a Kids Bop of some Mook and Fair shit out there?
No, we don't know Kids Bop. We didn't do no Kids Bop.
God, you didn't do no Kids Bop. They did.
They
got your shit out there.
Well, I would have had a portion. I wish they would have.
What's your name? Who's your daddy? But it sounds a little
facts.
Different.
Where's your homework?
No, if they did the On the Low, if they did the On the Low remix, that would be pretty fire. I ain't gonna lie.
What is 2 + 2?
Yeah, but I just thought that was a little funny fun fact there.
Pretty dope.
For sure. But let's get into Machete, man.
Oh,
that
so
was wild.
Word.
Ken, let's go.
So
Ken, you look Dominican. Go.
Yo, so.
I thought he was a dude in the video.
He did kind of look like that dude.
So here's the wild part. Didn't even watch it. My girl sends it to me. And she
says, is this you?
Yo, she's all like, uh-uh. Like, nah. She's like, uh-uh. Just shoot me. Just shoot me, fam.
Yo, facts.
Like, So I start to play the video, and I see these, when dude went into, double arm windmill mode, I was nope, I'm done.
Yeah, bro.
I was like, I'm wild. Done. Cut it off right there.
Wild. Did you see that video? Already... It's what? Wild, bro.
Pull it up right now.
I saw some of it. Go in the group chat right now. Pull it up.
So it's a motherfucker.
Just turn it down. You don't even need to hear the volume.
It's some. It's
I saw. I saw. I saw.
So your peoples is getting loose over on the aisle.
Your peoples.
I know. I know.
Your peoples is getting loose on the aisle, and they was like, "Listen,
turn it down."
They're like, "You want to solve this problem?
Yeah.
I want to solve this problem.
Yeah.
Yo, Ken, I ain't gonna lie. He cut your fucking hand off.
Yo.
Yeah, bruh.
And he picks it up and walks away. Like, yo, like cash. Nothing.
Bleeding, cash. Bro. Bleeding.
Yo, leaking. Yeah. Like, Kill Bill bro, leaking.
The gash?
They were swinging those machetes like
head,
bats, my guy.
Yeah, good dude. I did not finish watching. I knew his hand got lopped off.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't worry.
The bus is going to go by. Don't worry. Watch. Watch. You're going to see him go back and pick his hand up. Yo, if someone yelled at me to pick my hand up, I'd be mad, bro.
That just goes to show you the adrenaline in a situation is wild.
Yo, he was in complete shock at that point.
That's what I'm saying. The adrenaline is crazy in a situation like that.
Why don't your hand just go flying, bro? Flying, done.
Yeah, that's not his wallet.
That's not his wallet.
That's his hand, bro.
It's not his cell phone.
Don't turn it. Once you realize that was the hand.
Yo, so, you got to let it go, right? You're like,
It's a bit gruesome, but, yo, in Dominican Republic.
It's a bit gruesome.
In Dominican Republic, that's what they roll around with. All
yo,
of
facts.
Them,
that's PR, too, all day.
They got a big-ass
and
machete.
And in Jamaica.
Just shoot me.
And in Jamaica.
Like, it's like,
just shoot
if I see a nigga coming at me with a machete, I'm going to just
you
be
win.
Like,
you
I'm empty.
You
I'm Call me elephant. I'm pulling out both my pockets. Like,
you
have it
you know our boy, I don't want to say his name on the air, but you know our boy that's from Jamaica that was always at the boys' club?
Yeah.
Yeah. There were two of them that were always there.
Yeah,
they always hung together.
Yeah, it was relatives.
All right, so family, people. They are peoples, right?
Cousins.
So, yeah, I remember him telling me when we were kids, he was like, yo, one of the dudes from the other town that came over and he stole one of the goats from their village.
Mm.
And the whole village rounded up together and got the thief and brought him back to the center of the village, and they cut the dude's arm off.
Bro, y'all remember that video in PR where they came mad, like machine guns and shit, spraying at the bodega barbershop or whatever?
Yeah.
They got homeboy, the older guy came outside, then he went back inside, and they all came back and started spraying again. You don't remember that video a while back?
Probably.
This was a few years ago. Anyways, the last time I went to Puerto Rico, I go to visit my family. This happened in Caguas.
Oh, my God.
And my cousin was in that video.
Shooting?
No. He fucking, yeah, facts, right? He literally was like, yo, I was going to go out that day. These guys were calling me to go because, you know, these niggas drink beer all day in front of the bodegas shit. He was like, nah, I got beer at home. I'm going to chill home.
Wait,
he doesn't
go. Was the beer drinking activity of the day?
So he stays home, drink beers, whatever, runs out of beer. He goes, and that's when the shit... He caught the tail end of it. And then he showed me the video of him walking towards the shit. He saw the bodies on the ground. I said, yo, what the fuck? You were there, bro?
It was a regular Snapchat, and then...
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
Bugged out.
Whoa.
Yeah, nah, that's wild.
What they do on the islands, man, is different.
It's,
what
yeah,
they
man.
Do out here,
that
man.
Shit ain't no joke.
It's
like
different.
We went to La Perla, and we had some of our boys from here.
Yeah.
And right away, we start walking in. They pull the cameras out and start recording the street. My boy was like... Don't do that.
Don't do that, dog.
Nope. Don't do that. Don't do that here. Do that. You do want to do that out there? Don't do it here.
Yeah, that's funny because
my
mother-in-law
shit,
was out there in that same area, and they were in a
Remember Hidam?
They're in a rooftop bar.
He owns the bar over there.
You know the rooftop bar over there?
Yeah.
The rooftop bar?
Oh, yeah.
Where all the G's be over there. Yeah. And she was taking a picture, and someone came up to her. They said, yo, you can't have your phone out. Like,
mm-hmm.
It was like, yo, put your phone
like
down.
If you,
to protect yourself, put your phone
and
down.
And they've laxed.
You don't want nobody feeling like you're trying to take a picture and they're in the background of the picture.
Yep.
You're going to feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
It might get crazy.
And so they're laxed now because down. they let the tourists come in. Like after the pandemic and shit, Hidam was telling me, he was like, nah, like I'm talking about like white tourists. He's
no, I'm saying
they let them go down
so,
there to go to the clubs and shit because with the pandemic and shit, with everything
they
closing,
need that money.
They needed that money.
Right.
So they've laxed with that, but they're like, don't pull your fucking phone out. Like,
no.
We ain't having
that. So the craziest shit is.
Yeah, you want to come party? Cool. Spend your money? Cool. But don't pull your phones out.
She went and she talked
to. He wasn't here.
This is this the wild part. She went and she talked to an old dude who was by the spot that they B&B'd. And she asked him, she was like, hey, you know, I took a picture of my daughter in there, and the guys kind of came up to me and told me, like, don't take a picture. Am I okay? He's like,
delete
oh, yeah.
Photo.
He was like, oh, yeah, you don't got to worry about nothing over there. And then, like, you could tell, she said she saw him whispering to the other person. So then the next morning, that other person came out and, like, saw her in the street. Like, they were going to get breakfast. She was like, listen, this area is good unless they feel like you're, like, narking or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't want no, like, journalists down here, none of that shit.
Exactly what they said. They don't want nobody, like, that could be, like, media or, like, news or anything like that taking any details or pictures. That's why she was like, you know, my, I think it was, like, the lady's grandfather or something. She's like, my grandfather's old school, so he's going to act like nothing is, it's nothing bad over here. But, like, this is an area where you don't want to be doing stuff like that. Just come, enjoy, have fun, but don't take pictures over here.
Yeah. You never been down there?
It could get real type shit.
I've been down there. I was, well, not there exactly, but you know what I'm saying? Yep. In a long time, but I was there last year for my birthday. My daughter just landed there just now. She just texted me. She's going to celebrate her 21st birthday down there. Happy birthday, Lele.
Nice. Daddy,
love you.
Lele. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, player.
Uncle Wes.
Yeah,
from Uncle Wes, from Uncle Fred, from Uncle Ken in the pod.
This is old, y'all.
Here we are.
This is old, 21. Yo. You got a traveling daughter by herself. Like,
nah, she's with her mom.
No, but I mean, like, she's not with you. Like, it's wild.
This is it's so crazy because it's like the first birthday that I spent without her. Wow. Her birthday.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So,
20 years does it hurt? You spent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts, right?
Yeah, that's my baby.
Now, did I hear you?
She made me a man.
Yeah,
she did.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she did.
I was a little boy just fucking and doing dumb shit. Yeah. I got her, and I was, you know, it's time to work.
The baby mother made you a man by keeping it. Yeah, that's true.
She made my decision really quick for me.
I mean, sometimes 1 + 2 = 2.
You're not saying? But,
the math ain't
The math didn't math, but yeah, I know, you know.
But, I went to Willby,
sometimes,
but
sometimes it does. I'm just saying.
Yeah, man, that shit was, that day that I got that phone call that she was pregnant was probably one of the most craziest.
Who, your daughter?
No,
no. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
No, first off, that wasn't like your lead-in.
I was going to say it anyway. I was going to say it just for the fuck of it. But you said it.
I was like, nah.
Who, your daughter?
Did you see my face? I'm like, wait, your daughter's pregnant?
Yeah. That wasn't like your pregnancy talk of 2 weeks ago or whatever. Where you just kept giving us like dry.
No, there's no pregnancy talk for me. There was none. Yo. Y'all added a baby into my life.
Happy belated Mother's Day, guys.
Mad dry hints at the shit going down.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't even mean to. But no, go ahead. I'm sorry. That moment you got that phone call from
being at the age that I was and having everything that I was going through in my life at that time was crazy. It was like
eye-opening word.
Fuck eye-opener. It was eye-closer. It was like, fuck, it just knocked me out. I had no choice. I look back now, and I wish my parents wasn't as old school and traditional as they was at that time.
Why?
Because I just gave up hoping. I just gave up. I just stopped.
Yeah. Did they instill, like, yo, you got to do what you got to do now?
Yeah, not only that, my older brother came to me and was like, this is your first kid. You're going to go play basketball and let some other kid change your daughter's diaper? I was like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
He was
right. You know what I'm saying? He's right.
He is.
He's right in a sense.
But in your head, like,
but in hindsight, if you look back, it's like, damn, that wasn't
the best choice. You
could have
been able to do both.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. When I come down from school on breaks or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the minute I got that phone call, I think it was like, I don't know, like September. So it was like,
were your parents pissed?
A little bit, yeah. They was kind of upset. I was 20 years old. I was a baby. I was young as hell. So
yeah,
it was tough. It was so crazy that I flunked out. I started drinking like crazy. I ain't tell my parents for like the first month
of finding out.
Yeah, because it was just so fucking surreal.
You didn't know what you were gonna do. Yeah,
bro, all I knew what to do at 19 years old was play basketball and play video games.
Yeah,
that's all I really knew how to do.
Yeah,
and work at my dad's store, or, you know, small dumb little shit, you know what I'm saying. I wasn't a man. I ain't know nothing. I ain't, you know what I'm saying. So to get that information, like, yo, you're about to be a dad.
You're about to be responsible for another human being.
It's crazy, right?
It's bro, at 20 years old. And it's like,
thank God I had $600 every time I needed it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hey, but hey, it works for him. It didn't work for me.
What a bargain.
But yo, I'm trying to tell you that shit. That wild. Shit right there. That shit right. You overpaid, nigga. You should have given $50 to Plan B.
It wasn't.
I don't think it was Plan B back then, bro. It wasn't Plan B then.
But what I was gonna say is it's crazy because I was just reflecting on the other side of shit, right? Because for me, I see people recently posting their kids at prom. Mm-hmm. Posting their kids graduating from college.
Them goddamn Pee Wee Herman shit.
And yo, my bro, daughter.
Even worse than that, bro.
My daughter's about to go into kindergarten.
Abu Dhabi motherfuckers now. Bunch of
my
princes.
Daughter's about to go into kindergarten, dog. Yeah. And I always look at that and I'm like, yo, I waited too long, yo. I waited too long. I'm on the other side of that dynamic where you're like, yo, I grew up with my daughter. Like, she turned me into a man.
Yeah, for
she helped me understand 100%. This. And I'm like, bro. Why did I really got to chase around a fucking 5-year-old?
I've always said, listen, as hard as it is, it's cool for motherfuckers if they have the support system to have kids when they're young. Earlier. Because when your kids get older, you can do shit with them and you ain't fucking with a walker. You know what I'm saying? You're chilling.
Yeah, you can, dog. You know? Yeah, you can.
Like, I vividly remember going out with my mom when I was of age and my mom was still young enough to be partying. You know what I mean? Right? Like,
she still is. What you mean?
She's a little different now. But
So like, To go off of that point, it's like, it's a gift and a curse.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
I'm saying so like,
because there's a struggle with that, right?
Yeah,
now at our age, we're a little more established. Yeah. We're in a position now where we weren't at that age.
Speak and for yourselves.
I'm just saying, like, I know that for me, like you're talking about your sports that you wanted to get into and that you were looking as your future.
For sure.
You know what I mean, for me, like. I know for a fact I wouldn't have been able to travel as much as I did for music. I know I wouldn't have did half the shit I wanted to do as an artist. And, you know, Mook ended up having a baby later on. But, like, at the beginning, bro, when we didn't have kids, the grind was different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, everything was focused on just music.
Yeah. Everything is about y'all.
And the intensity, the energy of everything that we put into that was just different, bro. It was. So I'm grateful that I was able to live for a certain period of time. But now that I'm older and, you know, music isn't, like, at the forefront of my life, like, dog, I wish I would have had kids earlier.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that I met my wife and, you know, I have
It's funny that music's not at the forefront for you now, and I think you're better.
Yo, I think I got better as well.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No.
I think I got more life experience, the older
bro.
I got.
You just became more experience. mature.
Yeah, you can rap about more shit.
Yeah, you got more life experience now.
Bro, the music that I have that I've been working on that's coming out is like
the
trash. Best of everything that I've ever done in my whole life.
It's got more soul to it.
It does. Like, it really does. There's really, like, stuff that I'm able to... Fred just can't give it props. But, bro, it's legit, like, the best stuff that I've ever done. And I'm not – I wasn't trying to get into my
– Yo, like, hey, listen, hold on.
It's actually not that bad.
It's actually not that bad.
That's an inside joke from earlier, dog. Don't worry.
You weren't here yet.
Yeah. Don't worry.
If you come on time, you know about jokes.
I say all that to say, like
– At least I made it this time.
Yeah, facts.
You feel me?
I'm here.
Small steps. I say all that to say, like, bro.
One sock at a time.
Person's story, each person's avenue. This is how I know, like, there's a higher power than just us, for me. I'm not even going to go all the way into that, but I'll just say, like, yo, each person's story, each person's road that they have, that they've taken for their life, is there's a purpose for that, man. And it's dope that, like, you're on one side of the scope, and I'm on the other side of the scope. And, bro, we both have kids that are hopeful that we've set up for success no matter what.
Yeah. Well, that's my goal, at least, you know.
Of course.
Some parents is, you know, but
Right. But at 20
I've been saying fuck these kids.
But hear this out.
I wish I had the mentality I have now though.
21 years ago when she wasn't even born, right now, this day 21 years ago when she wasn't born, could you have fathomed that you'd be at this point in your life and she's fucking going to a whole different state and she has a career in front of her and she has mad things that you've set up for her that you had no idea about 21 years ago?
No, absolutely
This is an excellent
not.
Segue for another topic, though.
Yeah, but
absolutely not. Well, you got to remember, coming from a public school system, we didn't really even get
talk about it.
Learn the shit that's really helpful. That's talk gonna about hit, it. That's going to teach me to be successful. You right. Know what I'm saying?
They just or you not me, there that day.
Nah.
We had to go play hoops.
Yeah, nah.
We had to go play hoops.
I made sure the first two and a half marking periods, my grades was passable.
Bro, passable. Sure I was on the honor roll.
That's it.
I was on the honor roll for those months. Because you know what I did?
Congratulations.
You know what? Let me explain it. Hold on, real quick. I was on the honor roll because I knew that that other half a marking period in the third and the fourth, I could cruise, bro. I got enough to get me through the year.
I busted my ass all through high school.
You did?
Reg, make you run track.
So my senior year, I didn't do anything.
Cross country.
That was first marking period, though. Yeah. Again, that was first marking period.
I played ball senior year. Yeah, I'm saying. But I mean, my senior year, like, I didn't have to do much for classes. I only needed English.
Yeah, we have to get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, when they used to give me study halls and shit, you got to remember, Tag.
I'm going
to
message him right now.
My counselor.
We have to get Ryan Gomes on here. I got the funniest story ever about fucking cross country.
Yeah, sure. Keep fucking cross talking.
Sorry,
Jesus
go ahead.
Christ.
No, because me and Kim are definitely having a conversation.
It's time to end this when it starts happening.
No. It's all right.
You guys were just talking about setting up a future for your daughters.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a person out there right now in the NFL who is not interested in the future of your daughter.
Oh.
Harrison Buckner.
Yep.
Of the,
from the Chiefs.
Kansas
City. Oh, yeah. Chiefs. That damn speech.
He's a kicking mofo, but he also kicked a lot of...
kicked his own ass.
Oh, buddy. So
and kicked Taylor Swift's ass.
He basically said that
he's a Swiftie.
No.
He's anti-women making money.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
anti-women having jobs.
Yeah, he wants them to stay at home.
He's anti-women doing anything but making babies and fulfilling their womanly
and
duties.
For men being men again.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Right.
Because he is an alpha male. Right. As you can tell, because he's a kicker.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Shots fired.
No, but shots fired. No. But let's take it a step further. I think his mother's a physicist.
She sure is.
Yeah. So it's like, dog, like, what kind of mommy issues are you working out
and
today?
And I think she was a single mother physicist.
Yo,
I
so like, what kind of shit are you working out on a stage today while yelling at
his
women?
His mom was never home for him because she was always working.
To make sure that he could be the best kicker in
yes,
the fucking
yes.
school.
Nah, bro.
And he missed out on that. My mom wasn't home to make me oatmeal.
Don't do that. I'm pretty sure she went through school when he was in like high school. I'm pretty sure from what I remember reading that she went through school later in life.
Yeah, yeah.
To make sure he was straight first. And then, so if that doesn't show you like
the dedication of what women are out there doing.
Yeah, women are the shit.
Also, it's a cry for like, "Daddy, where were you?"
Let's pump the brakes. Not all women are the shit.
Bro, we just came off.
A lot
Mother's
of women
Day.
Are
do
shit.
Don't do that. We just came off Mother's Day.
We were just sitting here about talking about propping up daughters, man. Like,
yeah, man.
Don't.
We went from that to that. Come on, Fred.
This guy rains shit.
Just because you had a good weekend last week.
Pissing shit.
Fucked up, dog.
He ain't give a fuck about that. He was caring about them $600.
True.
So, motherfucker.
Nonetheless, yeah.
Harrison Buckner, man.
And,
I did read that.
He got the NFL, too. They have pretty much stepped out and
they,
said, like,
they've
hey,
gotten rid of
yeah.
him.
We don't.
Nah, they ain't gonna
yeah, those him. Are his words. Or Yeah, we don't. Yeah, yeah.
And next year, we're going to put a woman coach on his team.
You want to hear the you want to hear the most fucked up part of everything?
Next year, for the first fucking 3 weeks, everybody's going to wear pink uniforms.
No. You want to hear the most fucked up part of everything?
Well, go on it.
Currently, after his speech, Harrison Buckner is in the top 10 jersey sales of in the NFL.
I was about to say it, but a lot of Trump supporters. Yo, fuck that.
A lot of cuck-ass dudes out there, bro.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, a lot of motherfuckers.
Fuck with that thought process.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, and just won't say it.
He got a standing ovation by almost the whole student body.
Did he go a little overboard with his views?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time, for sure.
But the core of what he's trying to say
is... He said what a lot of people were thinking.
It's like, yo, we got to go back to keeping women at home and we need to work and make the house strong.
He said for men to be men again because
men
a lot of shit
men.
Going on right now.
But a lot of what he said is like...
Uncle Shannon getting out of Tahoe's with purses.
No, what I was going to say is a lot of what he said was based around like his religious beliefs as well.
Yeah.
He's super
old
like
school
religious,
shit.
Old school values.
Old school
right,
shit.
Right,
that's
right.
what I'm saying.
But
his
my boy,
core,
you're
his
making,
core.
You're making millions of dollars and not everyone in this climate that we live in currently is able.
Yeah, to yeah. As much that as whole you single, are that whole single, single income yeah. household is.
I would love for my wife to not have to work.
Yeah, facts. You know what I mean?
She might not want to. Hey, she might not want to do that. But that, I would love to be able to put my wife in that position.
It's also, yeah, to once again, to be able to be in that position. Right. To yeah, be that's, able to a provide that that's a different. That is a completely different thing.
Right.
He's talking about it from a guy, even at league minimum.
Right.
He's yeah. not hurting.
Yeah.
He'll never hurt.
Never.
You know what I'm saying?
Not
so he could do that for
not
his
in
wife.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Yep.
He could be that. He could be that knight in shining armor that she was waiting for this entire fucking
yep.
time.
Yeah, but what I'm...
He's one of the best kickers in the league. I can't take that from
yeah,
him.
He's
I'm
a bad
not saying
dude
he's
when
not.
He's kicking,
I'm just saying, but, like, he could do that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He financially
can. He can do that.
He's
he
not
can
speaking
that.
From the majority.
Yeah.
He's speaking from the top 5%, 10% in the country.
I feel like he went a little overboard with the whole women thing, a little bit too far. And the fact of what was the other thing that he said about...
Did you agree with it, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
But to an extent...
Women's sports, gay people...
Yeah, he went...
He said some wild shit,
existed.
Bro. He was saying some wild shit, bro.
Yo. Like, every, like
yeah,
he
ranted.
If
it
exists...
He ranted.
If it exists on a liberal side of the spectrum, he was not about it.
Nah, right. Nah. But what I can say is that...
Black people getting fair pay?
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, he was talking some shit, but some of his shit, like, it's like it's brutally honest,
right?
It's Bill Burr, old dad.
Bill Burr wouldn't say that.
Not like,
but in old dads, I know what you're saying.
But
yeah,
in that movie, old dad, it's like the changing of the time.
But also, it's like that we're losing control mentality. Like, so what did you have control of in the first fucking place?
Really, like we don't control shit.
Nobody does.
Nobody.
It's an illusion.
You're fucking proletariat when it all breaks down. Unless you're making the rules, you ain't nobody.
I don't stand with what he's saying, but I
talk
see.
That if you do.
Nah, I don't. A lot of his shit was foul.
Stand on business.
A lot of it was left field.
A lot of it was left field. The LBG shit. A lot of the shit was just crazy. But, like he said, it was off of his religious beliefs.
Yep.
Like, I'm not saying that. It's good. I'm not saying that it's bad. This is my personal opinion. I'm not speaking for anybody else. But I just traveled cross country, and I felt a bit uncomfortable in the men's room. And someone that was a man, I guess, is you know, looked like and is
Did
in the bathroom.
Did they try to do something to you in the bathroom?
Nah, they ain't do nothing.
talk about it.
Do nothing to me. But the shit was
it made
so
you feel
awkward,
weird. Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
It was so awkward.
It was a shock.
When they had a dress peeing at a urinal?
Nah. Yeah, not a dress, but you know, you could tell it was like a female. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, bro. I got bad eyesight, but I ain't blind, bro.
So it wasn't.
I could see tits.
So it was a female.
1 hour, 8 minutes, 30 seconds.
Bro, like, facts. That is getting cut the fuck. That's getting bleeped, dog.
What the fuck?
It's a guy that's a girl now.
Oh my God.
I don't
that's
know.
That's what you should have said first.
Yeah.
Hey, please.
Fuck it. That shit made me feel highly uncomfortable.
But
if
they would have walked in the bathroom with your daughter in there, you'd have been all like, what the fuck?
What you mean about my daughter? What you mean?
Like if they would have walked into the women's bathroom as they have trying to reassign their gender, you'd be upset that way too, no?
Of course.
So where are they supposed to go to the bathroom?
That's his question.
But that's my thing, is that everybody's fucking bullshit has to spill onto my plate now, and I got to deal with it. Like,
so
why?
Either way, though, is
like,
what.
So this guy.
Either way. That's either way.
That's probably where he's speaking from.
No,
like,
no, no,
yo,
no, no. But
why can't. Why the people that feel my way get something too?
Understood. But what are the lessons?
You already do. You got a men's bathroom.
God.
Why do you? Why did you choose to go into that bathroom?
1 hour, 9 minutes, 20 seconds.
Yo,
bro,
1 hour, 9 minutes, 40 seconds. So anyway,
that's
the pick. That's the one you picked to go into.
On that note,
that's the one that had the urinals, the stand-up ones. I identify with those bathrooms.
Dog, we went beyond the hour. And shit just went left field. And I'm the only one drinking.
No, you're not, but like...
Well, Ken, you too. But I'm the only one...
I'm just saying, there's a lot of people that probably his statement resonates with them. That's why his jersey sale went up. Agreed. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people won't speak up on it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are hard.
A lot of people
hold it back. And
I want
it back.
You to feel comfortable
but
saying
what
whatever
if he also
you
says
feel.
He black. Hold on. Black Lives
real quick,
Matter.
Real quick. I want you to feel comfortable saying whatever you want to on this podcast. I just want us all to be mindful of the terminology that we're using to, you know, not be hurtful for anyone that is listening. That's my only thing.
Fuck them.
When I
no, because I don't think that anything Sosa is saying. I don't think that anything that Kenny is saying. I don't think that anything you're saying is from a place of hurt somebody's feelings. That's where my brain is going. You're just genuinely having a conversation amongst friends. Yeah, but we do have to be mindful that we're in a time and we're in a space that
this shit will be held against us later.
Get offended from what we're saying. So that's where my brain is going. I know you're not. I feel like Eddie Murphy. I know your heart, bro. And I know you're not.
Yeah, I know you're not.
But what I'm saying is other people may not know you. And I don't want them to judge you for that. I don't want them to judge you for that because I know you a stand-up dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I got.
Don't cut all this explanation out and just show that one thing you said.
I got a lot of.
That's also part of editing.
Yeah. I was gonna say the word, but I got a lot of LGBTQ, you know, people in my
legit de quoi.
You know, oh, that's French.
Legit de quoi.
Okay. That's what it
is. Yeah.
Well, whatever.
I got spectrum friends.
But that's
I got family.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got friends and family. So yeah, when too. I say this, I'm only speaking because that's the way I talk.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be funny and nothing like that. But
and those family members are cool with you saying anything anyway. There was a joint from Kendrick Lamar where he was breaking down and there was a bar and I don't know if we need to break off that.
No,
at the end. What I'm saying is after this, right?
Break it off.
But Kendrick Lamar was talking about him having a conversation with a friend that was gay in his rhymes. And he was saying how, you know, there's a derogatory song.
You remember the song?
He was like, there's a derogatory word that is used towards gay people, right? In the beginning, the F word, right? And
I said
he's
it
saying,
earlier.
He's saying how, and no, I'm saying, he's saying how that word can be offensive for people. However, that person, as a gay person, said, yo, you can use that word, but you got offended when a white girl got on stage and said your raps and dropped the N-bomb. So you can't be hypocritical in those moments. Basically, that's what Kendrick Lamar's verse was about for that song, where he's saying, like,
you
yo.
You can't spout bigotry
while also not
bigotry.
Correct.
That's like the clip with this cat from Clips.
Right.
No malice.
Going at Drake for not speaking up for black people, this and that, and this and that, and
or Pusha.
My bad. And how it's like how ironic he's saying all that shit.
Yep.
But this motherfucker, his whole career was based on him talking about how he sold drugs to the black community.
Oh my god, it's Drake. It's literally drug rap.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
Push, right? Push.
Yeah,
push.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Day. Yeah. Everything is about cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all he
so
talks
it's like,
about.
Yeah, so you can't say that you're not helping the black community when you weren't helping the black community either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's the only one that I think actually like physically slayed Drake though. He slayed Drake. He killed Drake.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the beef. It's getting corny at this point.
He did. But
it's a kid's bop about.
Yeah.
That was the best one. But again, I think that all of our brains and all of our minds are in the right spot.
Yeah,
we say a lot of these things just to be funny, and we don't want nobody to be offended by what we're saying. But it's all truly like, y'all are flies on the wall when we have these conversations. Like, the people listening, and we're just, you know, bantering and having fun with our friends.
We project this conversation on purpose so you could be
indeed.
A fly.
Indeed. 1,000%.
This is all clickbait.
No, it's not. It's not clickbait. But it's genuinely us catching up for the week.
Yeah,
we haven't talked to each other in 2 weeks now.
2 weeks.
And we got to have those conversations because, man, we connect over this podcast. 1,000%.
And our dumbass group chat.
Yeah, the group chat be wild. But some of the things in the group should be going left.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm just happy that you're here and the Knicks are playing.
Yeah,
let's get out of here.
Knicks are on right now. I need to know.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
They down by two.
Who y'all got?
Knicks.
Pacers tonight.
I got Knicks tonight.
Yeah, I want the Knicks to win.
Knicks and seven.
Knicks and seven.
But I think Knicks and seven.
Six, baby. Let's
Knicks
go.
Knicks and six. You're a Knicks
yeah.
fan?
I would. All day. Yeah. Okay. I would hope. I would hope they win tonight so that they have that extra rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Agreed.
I just want. I just want them to win.
Wrap these boys up.
I just want them to win in New York so they could just act fucking like.
No.
They'll win in New York and go crazy.
I want them to win in Indiana.
Yeah.
So they sit there and don't have that game seven feeling like they had the last time. When we had to stretch it all the way out, when you know,
yeah.
When Reggie had his like little 8.3 minute like
or 30 seconds
second breakdown. Nah, I want them to feel
just
all
finish
of it
off.
I want them to feel it out.
I want Brunson to drop 50 tonight.
I want to hear the roommates podcast and be like, yes, yeah, this was a victorious night.
Fire. But fellas, any parting words, Fred? We'll go to you first.
No, I don't have anything.
You don't have nothing
yeah,
at
no,
all.
Good.
Okay. Sos.
When you fly, don't get clear, get TSA pre. It's a lot cheaper and clear than at all the airports, and TSA pre is 5 years for $75, way cheaper.
Yeah.
Dope. I'm gonna look into that because I'm leaving next month.
Way cheaper. I was gonna get clear, and clear is not at all the airports, and it's way more money. It's like $190.
So TSA pre is the way.
TSA pre
is even overseas. Yeah. TSA I thought was only US.
I don't know, bro.
All right, we're going into a whole nother country. I gotta pee.
I would
oh,
think,
good.
I
Fred,
would,
you held it
well,
for a long
remember,
time.
You're going into the,
Ken, you know? Any final words, and then I'll get mine.
I was trying to, you do yours first. I'm trying to find that, the craziest advice I've ever found from a stranger. I want to share that.
Oh, that's right. Remember that. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. I really don't
that's
have
way
nothing.
Up in the group chat.
I really don't have nothing. I do just think that, really quick to kind of go backwards to the Diddy subject, and I'll give a 1 minute spiel, and then Ken, you can go. But fellas, if you are one that has a DV, you are one that has those issues and been in those situations where Diddy has been, and you don't take this time now to self-reflect and realize that what you did was absolutely wrong. You don't take this time now to realize that, like, what you did was some fuck shit. I don't know what to tell you, man. Yo, if you could see yourself and put yourself in his shoes in that moment, watch that video for that time, and again, put your face on his dog. As a person that has a daughter, I promise you, man, I'm going to jail, and I'm gonna sit down happily for a very long time after murdering your ass. Like and this can be used in my trial. I don't give a fuck. My daughter's 5 years old, dog. I'm coming to find you. Like the moment she says somebody put their hands on you. So yo, fellas, take a second, take a fucking deep breath. Leave the house. Leave the area that you're in.
That's what I used to do.
Keep your fucking hands to yourself.
Be quiet.
There's a reason for that, fellas. There's a, like, take a moment. Be mindful. There's times for everything. And when you're at a point where you are at your end, your boiling point, yo, walk away, man. Don't put yourself in that situation. Please. I'm asking for your sake, because if you do it to my daughter, it's a wrap for you. Please. Ken,
I don't really want to follow that. Good night.
Yeah, facts.
Hey, that's all I got, man. Yo, thank y'all
Weston
for tuning
Springer.
In. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all, man. We will be back next week. Our same bat time, same bat channel.
Maybe.
That's all I got, man. Peace.
Yeah, I'll come up with that next time, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Nutso Bunch podcast.